There's an amazing Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma is in Parshas Kisisa. It quotes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon and says there are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem, and he was in total shock when he heard them. The first time is when Hashem said to him, "Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham, make a mishkan and I'll dwell amongst them." He said, "Hashem, master of the universe, all the heavens, the vastness of the heavens can't contain you. How can we build a house for you?" Hashem says, "Moshe, it's not like you think. I just need 20 planks in the north, 20 planks in the south, 8 in the west, 8 in the east, and I will be mitzamtzem. I will restrict my shechina, and I'll dwell amongst them. That's where I'll be." And then Hashem says to him, "It's korban yilachmi, my korbanos, my bread." Moshe says, "Hashem, even if I bring all the animals in the world, all the chayas, all the wild animals, all the behemoths, the domesticated animals, it's not enough. It's not enough to connect to you, to sacrifice to you." Hashem says, "No, it's not like you think. I just need one sheep in the morning, one sheep in the evening." The final time, it's the machatzis shekel that every Jew has to give, half a shekel, to redeem their lives after the Egel HaZahav. Hashem says to Moshe, "It's not like you think. They don't have to bring a fortune. Just this, zeitnu, just this. I'm not trying to overburden you, Jewish people." And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu exclaims, "Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. Fortunate, happy is the nation for whom this is so." What does this medrash mean? What are we meant to take from it? The world is so vast. How could a mishkan contain Hashem? Hashem is so great. How can one single sheep satisfy him? Our shortcomings are so huge. One half shekel. How can that be enough? And perhaps that's exactly the point. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. Happy is the nation for whom this is so. Whatever we have, it might be very small. We might not have the ability to do huge things, massive things. We're limited. We're finite people, beings. But this is it. It's kacha. Just as we are, with the small amount that we're able to offer Hashem, so to speak, Hashem brings His Shechina to dwell upon us. It's not like we think. We think that it's beyond us. We think that it's too much for us. Hashem says His incredible words, "Atzamtzem Shechina Sheli. I'll limit myself and I'll dwell amongst you." And there Moshe Rabbeinu exclaims, "Ashrei ha'am." Every single Jew is so fortunate, is so praiseworthy. Shekach alai, as they are right now. Shehashem aleikav. Hashem's their God. Perhaps another thing is that Hashem never requests anything from us until He realizes that we can do it and we've got the resources needed to be able to do it. Therefore, Hashem only asks from us small things in these symbolic acts, these symbolic mitzvahs. Hashem never asks us to do things that are beyond our ability. And therefore, we never need to get overwhelmed by our responsibilities to Hashem. Because if He's asking us to do it, it means we absolutely have the capacity to do it. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai, Ashrei ha'am shehashem aleikav. Hashem, our God, desires a relationship with us to be able to use our talents, capabilities, and abilities to connect to Him. This is well within our reach.